Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 23rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. A 2014 French law prohibited free book deliveries as a way to protect independent bookstores from larger platforms. Amazon and other vendors got around this by simply charging 1 cent for delivery. Legislation passed in December 2021 to close that loophole, but didn't take effect until the government decided a minimum fee. The French government now says it will impose a minimum 3 euro delivery fee for online book orders of less than 35 euros. The fee will take effect 6 months after the EU grants approval. TikTok began rolling out a dislike button for comments to all users. It began testing the feature in April. TikTok won't show dislike counts in comments and says it'll monitor for misuse of the button. Right now, using a Fitbit device requires a Fitbit account. However, the company announced that at some point in 2023, some uses of Fitbit will require a Google account, including to sign up for Fitbit or activate newly released Fitbit devices and features. Existing Fitbit accounts will have an option to migrate data to their Google account. Users will be able to continue using non-Google Fitbit accounts until at least early 2025. Google announced its Chromecast with Google TV HD. It comes with a remote, so you don't need to use a smartphone to control it, though you still can. It's oval-shaped with HDMI and a USB-C input. The remote has a Google Assistant button. It only supports 1080p, albeit with HDR, but it also only costs $30. It's basically the 4K model, without 4K, for $20 less. According to Ookla speed test data, overall speeds for Starlink satellite internet dropped from Q1 to Q2 this year in every country surveyed, with downloads down 31% to 62.53 megabits per second and uploads down 22.5% to 7.24 megabits per second in the US specifically. Ookla blames Starlink's growing popularity for the slowing speeds. Alphabet's DeepMind announced a chatbot called Sparrow that was trained on its Chinchilla large language model. One of its goals is to inform users without providing false information or just being offensive. Sparrow does a search and presents multiple answers to a question with citations. It's prevented from giving financial advice, making threats, or claiming to be a person. Human participants then say whether they thought the answers were plausible and whether the chatbot provided sufficient evidence with links to sources. The chatbot learns from each interaction. In tests, it gave well-supported, plausible answers 78% of the time. And human participants got it to break its own rules about 8% of the time. Nothing teased its second pair of true wireless earbuds called the EarStick. It published a series of images showing the bud's charging case, a small cylinder that looks like a tube of lipstick. The press release says the EarStick will offer a supremely comfortable ergonomic design that's molded to your ears and launch in 2022. Valve replaced Steam stats with its new Steam charts, showing the most played and top-selling games on Steam in real time, as well as weekly and monthly figures. The real-time stats are new, but mostly this aggregates already available data. Samsung will bring its ruggedized Galaxy X Cover 6 Pro phone and Tab Active 4 Pro tablet to the US on October 6th, after launching them in Europe and Asia back in June. Both feature mid-range Android specs and offer a MIL standard 810H certification and removable batteries, with the tablet able to be powered using wired power with no battery installed. No word on pricing for the XCover 6, but the Tab Active 4 will start at $650. The e-bike company RadPower launched an e-bike subscription pilot in Berlin in partnership with the local firm Cycle. You can rent a RadRunner utility bike or RadWagon cargo bike for €79.90 a month. The subscription includes repair services, and users can fit rentals with extra baskets and racks. Other companies like Dance and Swap Fiat already offer e-bike subscriptions in Berlin, starting as low as €39 if paid annually. DJI announced the Osmo Mobile 6, the latest model in its smartphone gimbal lineup, designed to stabilize videos and photos taken with phones. But this model features a new control wheel to make zooming and focusing easier, and a status panel to show the gimbal's battery life on the go. DJI also has a new feature called Quick Launch when using the gimbal with iPhones, designed to generate a push notification to easily launch the DJI camera app when it detects that a phone has been mounted. In a blog post Wednesday, Twitter says it discovered a bug that would leave some accounts logged in on devices after a password reset. Twitter's password reset is supposed to revoke all session tokens, but that wasn't happening on mobile apps. Web sessions were closed appropriately. The bug has existed since last year. Twitter directly informed affected users and proactively logged them out of all open sessions. NVIDIA confirmed it's investigating reports that the 22H2 update for Windows 11 is causing gaming performance issues on systems with its GPUs. Some users report seeing large drops in CPU utilization during games after the update. No word if Microsoft is also looking into it. Nielsen reports Amazon's Prime Video Thursday Night Football broadcast averaged 13.03 million viewers. This includes 1.16 million viewers of over-the-air broadcasts in home markets. Compared to last year's Thursday Night Football opener on NFL Network, viewership increased 47%. And finally, Apple Music will sponsor the next Super Bowl halftime show, replacing longtime sponsor Pepsi. The New York Times' sources say the NFL had been shopping the sponsorship slot for around $50 million, although the final deal wasn't made public. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.